The next patient is Delton Lynch. The last name is L-Y-N-C-H. Delton is the first name, D-E-L-T-O-N. This is the clinical case of a 72-year-old patient of Dr. Beltre. B like in boy, E, L like in Lima, T like in Tango, R like in Roger, E. Period. The patient was to refer, was referred to this office because of the episodes of hematuria. A kidney biopsy was performed in the first part of May of this year, and the diagnosis of mesangial proliferative glomerulonephritis was done. In the initial report of the biopsy, Dr. Castaño, C-A-S-T-A-N-O, didn't mention the presence of a crescentic formation in 3 of 13 glomeruli. We just received the completed report that included immunofluorescence with the electron microscopy. And there is evidence of mesangial deposits, subendothelial and subepithelial deposits, effacement of the podocytes, and 5% of interstitial fibrosis. The process is aggressive, and the workup that we done was comprehensive, and all of it is negative. The patient started the therapy for mesangial proliferative that was consistent with mycophenolate and mofetil in combination with prednisone. 1,000 milligrams POBID of mycophenolate and 60 milligrams of prednisone every other day. The patient started the treatment on May the 20th of 2023 and comes today for a report. There is not too much variation. The creatinine remains to be 1.87. The proteinuria is 3.6 grams. The patient has microscopic hematuria. Five RBCs were seen in the sample. Period. There was the deposition of IgG in the immunofluorescence, but not any immunoglobulin in a specific C3, C1Q, C1Q were to be predominant. Period. We continue to observe the patient and monitor the general condition. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure today is 147 over 71. The patient body weight 204 pounds. He is in a fluid restricted diet, sodium restriction with the protein restriction. He's tolerated very well. Taking into consideration the possibility of opportunistic infections, the patient was started on Bactrim, one tablet, three times a week. We are going to following number. The patient has hyperlipidemia that might be related to the nephrotic syndrome. We are going to reevaluate for the next visit. Following number, the patient has Barrett's esophagus. He is on famotidine. So far, the presence of heartburn is occasional and is tolerable with the administration of famotidine 40 milligrams every day. Follow a number of vitamin D deficiency and supplementation, follow a number. Anemia with a hemoglobin of 11.4, and that could be related to the mycophenolate, could be related to the chronic kidney disease. We're going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. Paragraph, we invested ...15 minutes in the interpretation of the lab, 20 minutes with the patient, and 10 minutes in the documentation.